Regarding the breaking of the treaty, the Quran says in chapter 59, verses 2 through 8, "It was he who expelled the unbelievers among the people of the book from their homes into the first exile. You did not think that they would go out, and they thought their fortresses would protect them from Allah. But Allah came upon them from where they did not expect, casting terror into their hearts, that their homes were destroyed by their own hands, as well as by the hands of the believers. Therefore, take heed, you who have eyes. Had it been that Allah had not decreed that they should be dispersed, he would have surely punished them in this world. And in the everlasting life, the punishment of the fire awaits them, because they broke their promise with Allah and his messenger. And whosoever breaks their promise with Allah, Allah is stern in retribution. Whatever palm tree you cut down or left standing upon its roots, it is by the permission of Allah, so that he might humiliate the impious. And whatever spoils of war Allah has given to his messenger, Prophet Muhammad, from them, you hasten on neither horse nor camel against them, but Allah gives his messengers authority over whom he will. Allah is powerful over all things. The spoils of war taken from the villages and given by Allah to his messenger belong to Allah, his messenger, and his near kinsmen, the orphans, the needy, and the destitute traveller, so that it is not something to be taken in turns by the rich among you. Whatever the messenger gives you, accept it. Whatever he forbids you, abstain. And fear Allah. Surely Allah is stern in retribution. A share of the spoils shall be also given, to the poor immigrants who were expelled from their homes and their possessions, who seek the favour and pleasure of Allah, and help Allah and his messenger. These are they who are truthful."